The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show. When I was young,
it seemed that life was so wonderful. You may have noticed that the Democrats and the left have made a massive shift away from the Russia collusion story. In the blowback from the Mueller report of what we know from it, from the William Barr letter, four pages summarizing what is in the Mueller report, that there is no connection. There is no connection between the Trump administration, the Trump White House, any of it. The special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple offers from Russian-affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. It did not establish, did not find. There is no evidence. Not partial evidence, no evidence. My next guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, was questioned by the Mueller investigation, by its team. They even tried to force him to take a plea deal. He said, you know what? Pack sand. Dr. Jerome Corsi, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you. And I not only told him to take a hike, I published a book on it.
Yeah.
So everybody can know what's going on. I was not going to be silenced or intimidated by these thugs.
The new book, by the way, tell folks about the new book and how it's doing now.
Well, the new book is Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. And it's doing very, very well. I mean, I think it's a... I wrote it as I was going along, these 40 hours of these inquisitions in this closed-in conference room in Washington, D.C., no windows, no clock, you can't leave, facing three other prosecutors and 6 to 9 FBI, just me and my attorneys. It was a nightmare.
Did you ever see Mueller in person, or was it just his henchmen?
I never did. It was always the prosecutors, but, Steve, it was the top prosecutors. I had, Jeannie Lee, who was the Hillary Clinton lawyer from the Clinton Foundation. I think she was like right up there with Andrew Weissman as one of the two top. And then a guy named Aaron Zelinsky, who the prosecutor for Rosenstein, who did most of the grunt work on my case. He was the guy who did the heavy lifting. And the FBI were in there to do all kinds of things, make notes, check my demeanor, profile me, see if I was lying. We went through 40 hours of this for 2 months, and they blew it up and said they were going to indict me, which they've never done.
Right, and now we know there are no more indictments coming, not currently, not sealed, not anywhere. It's all over. It's all done. You did the right thing. You said you had a revelation talking to your wife. If you're going to be the man she married, I believe you told me during the last time you were here, and you said, you know what, you're right. I will not take any deal they put forth anytime, ever. Let me ask you this. On the left, you're watching this. As they on the left, the true believers continue to try to twist this. Well, there's certainly evidence of collusion, and there's certainly evidence of obstruction, because that's not what Mueller said. I don't see how you get this sentence. This is a quote, by the way, directly from the report. The investigation did not establish that members of the fired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Did not establish. There is no connection there. They don't have the connection. I don't understand how people can sit there and try to twist that and conflate that into meaning, well, there's still collusion. What do you get out of that?
Well, I think, Steve, you got to come to the conclusion, finally, that this hard left, this socialist left, this loony left, is ideologically driven. They're not going to be convinced by facts. They believe that Donald Trump is a Russian traitor. And nothing's going to convince them otherwise. It's sad, but we've reached the point in the United States where leftist politics are predicated on, ideology, which is socialist-driven. It's obvious to me that what Attorney General Barr summarized, is going to be represented by the report. It was representative of the report.
Well, right, unless you believe, the left asserting that somehow William Barr has gone out there and just flat out lied, that's what you would have to believe their assertion. Let me back up, though. Dr. Jerome Corsi here with us, the author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Rod Rosenstein, he's been a lightning rod through much of this. What do you make of his capacity, of his input, of his position here? What do you make of him looking back now?
Well, I think Rosenstein is one of the good state actors, and he's got culpability in this whole deal of, you know, recommending that Comey be fired and then using that to appoint Mueller as special counselor. I think the reason Barr kept him was because the insiders know that Rosenstein is a leftist plant and was always favoring going after Trump. And if Rosenstein signed off, as Barr did, on Mueller's report, it makes everything that Adam Schiff and all these other guys are doing completely having no basis in reality.
Yeah, here's the operative text. The operative text is Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein and I have concluded that the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. So he puts that in there, and then he says our determination was made without regard to and is not based upon the constitutional considerations surrounding the indictment and criminal prosecution of a sitting president. The point being is, whether or not he was president, there is no crime here, period.
There's no evidence, period. They had no – the events, I can tell you from firsthand experience, Steve, that they wanted me to connect Roger Stone to Julian Assange. That was 90% of what they wanted from me.
Right, so here's the last question.
I've never met Julian Assange.
Here's the last question then. That didn't happen. They didn't indict you. They tried to force you to do something. What about Roger Stone? He's like the last guy hanging out there now because he has been charged with some crimes. And so what now?
Well, he's got his trial coming up, Roger Stone, on this lying to the House Intelligence Committee. And I'm person one in that. Mueller used my emails as part of that indictment. And, Steve, I'm just respecting the gag order. I'm not going to comment on Roger's case. Because I think I don't want to do anything that would influence this trial one way or another.
Fair enough. So, I mean, I'd like you to tell me whether or not you think he's guilty. Can you say that? That's not imposing anything. Do you think he did anything wrong?
Roger's guilty until he's proven, you know, he's innocent until he's proven guilty. And I'm expecting Roger's going to put up a vigorous defense. And I'm not going to testify unless I'm subpoenaed. I've not made any deal with the prosecutors. I've not helped them with any testimony. We haven't talked to the prosecutors since November. They wanted me to plead guilty to something they couldn't prove in court. Makes them look pretty ridiculous, if not criminal. And I have no deal that influences Roger one way or the other. I wish Roger well, but I can't comment on this.
I understand. What about Michael Flynn and George Papadopoulos? By the way, programming, Papadopoulos will be here on this program with me tomorrow. Of course, see today, Papadopoulos tomorrow as we sort through all of this as deep as we can. What about Michael Flynn? What about George Papadopoulos? Should they be, you know, pardoned?
I hope they both are. I mean, Michael Flynn is an American hero, and it sure sounds to me like, you know, the FBI set him up on the so-called lying charge. And the same with Papadopoulos. I mean, I think both of these guys, if they had done what I had done, which is tell Mueller to take a hike, would not have been guilty of anything.
Fair enough. Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. I assume the book's doing well. I'll give you real quickly the last word.
It's doing very well, and I recorded the audio book on the iTunes. And it's really a first-hand experience. It tells, if I went through this, you better read the book because you could go through it too.
Could happen to anybody. Doctor, always good having you here. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.